welcome everyone back to the Learning Clinic on CKLU 96.7 FM. This afternoon we're doing a kind of a special show. We're trying to bring everyone up to speed with what's taking place outside the library at Laurentian University. We have a couple of students who are involved in a pretty interesting week. They're actually living at the library. We were talking to Sarah Williams about 15 or 20 minutes ago, and on the air right now we have Hannah Thompson. Hannah, you hopefully you can hear us.
Hi Bob.
So Hannah,
here.
Yeah, Hannah, for the people who didn't hear us the first time we were on the air with Sarah, tell us what's going on.
All right, well, today is day number 5, I can't believe it, of the Live In for Literacy event that's happening at the library right now. So basically what's happening is we are camping, Sarah and I, at the library for 7 full days, 24/7, to try to raise funds to build 6 school libraries in rural India for impoverished children. So it's part of a student initiative that started at Queen's University. There's 10 universities that are participating, and we are the smallest one. So day number 5 of 7, and we haven't gone crazy yet.
No, and I hear that you've been pretty successful in coming pretty close to your target already, and you've got 3 days left.
That's right, yeah. With help from the annual charity ball, which has been a fantastic event, and it went extremely well.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that with Sarah. So tell us.
Oh, okay.
Tell us about
that. Yeah. Well, every year they host the charity ball, the SGA does, and this year they did it towards our cause, which was just brilliant. I was so happy for that. So they decided to do it in a Bollywood theme because we are raising funds for school libraries in India, and they ended up raising enough money in one night, $2,000, that went towards our cause, which is half of our goal.
Wow,
so
that's
that was
great.
Amazing. It was such a fun event as well, and everybody had a great time. So with that and the money that the students have given us, we are at $3,500, I believe. So
yeah,
we have another $500 to go.
You're right, and you've got until Thursday morning at 8:30?
That's right, yeah. So we're really hoping to try to blow this out of the water. The cost of building one library is $4,500. So if we can even get just another 1,000, we would build a whole school library in India.
Just from Laurentian,
yeah. Just our small university, 1 week. So that's what we're really hoping for. That's kind of our goal above and beyond what we've said. So hoping for that.
So this you're part of 10 locations. I understand that the U of T has 2 locations, so there's 9 or 10
right.
universities involved. And
right.
their overall goal is to raise $27,000. And the purpose the purpose is for the construction of libraries in India. Is that correct?
Yeah. It's going to be the construction of the libraries, as well as obviously filling them.
Okay.
And the organization that we're with, Dream, is fantastic because it also helps to promote and gives money to local writers and children's writers. So they're also helping the people out in the places where they're building the libraries.
Oh, so they're actually
really great.
They're actually helping the writers in India?
Yeah, they're gonna hire some writers to do some books as well. So they're supporting local writers, which is fantastic.
So that's great. So DREAM stands for Discover the Reality of Educating All Minds.
That's correct, yeah.
I'm learning a lot about this, too, because both you and Sarah were on the Learning Clinic last week, and we're planning on having you back next Monday so that we can sit down and chat, possibly with even a couple of people from your DREAM committee, if they're available, and just do a kind of an evaluation of the whole event and the cause and you know, what happens from here. This has been going on for 5 years.
That's right, yeah.
And it's built up quite a bit, hasn't it?
It completely has. The first year that they did it, I think it was about 4 universities that did it, and after that it just kind of went viral. So it's been great. This year, as you said, there's 10 participating universities. And we're really encouraged by the fact that, you know, we are one of the smaller universities, and we have been able to do this with such great success so far. So Hopefully it'll just get bigger from here, and it'll just become an annual event that's, you know, it's kind of fun. It's a little bit of a friendly competition among universities, see how much support you can get, you know, depending on your size. So it's been great.
So being one of the smaller universities, did you think that you had set your goal a little bit high when you were aiming for 4,000?
I don't know. You know, it was such a, it was a random number. We had just decided, we kind of counted how many people would be coming into the library traffic-wise. We counted how many people we thought we would donate. We talked to, you know, marketing teams in Laurentian, and we decided on this number. So, I mean, the support has been absolutely amazing. It's been so encouraging to know that, you know, this can be a success at such a small university. So it's been, yeah, it's been very encouraging for sure.
It'd be nice if we can get a lot of people out to the library in the next couple of days. What can they find when they go to the library and see you and Sarah and the rest of the Dream Team around? What can they spend their money on?
I love that, the Dream Team.
The Dream Team.
Well, today we just started our raffles going on. So we went around Sudbury for about a month collecting donations. We've got some crazy donations going on. We have Blockbuster certificates, and we've got Silver City and chapters, and we've got tattoo certificates, $40 for that, and we've got some great prizes to win. So students can come down to the library, pay a dollar for two tickets, drop them in, and then we'll be announcing the prizes at the end of the week. So we're definitely excited about this. It's been pretty big deal so far. We're getting some pretty good traffic in here right now, but I'd love to see some more students come. So.
And they can buy a dollar for two chances on like, you must have a couple dozen prizes, don't you?
Yeah, we have about 20, 25, I think, something like that. So there's something for everyone, for sure. No matter if you're a student, faculty, anything, we have something for you here. We made sure to cover all the bases. So, and also we have, for $5, which I'm hoping people donate, you get an arm's length full of tickets. So you get to put one, I think it's about 15 tickets we decided, so... So 15 tickets for $5. So
that's good.
Definitely worth it.
And for a worthy cause. I hear that that you and Sarah have had a couple of eventful evenings. Because you do sleep overnight in the library.
Yeah, that's been interesting. We definitely have come up with ways that we're all caught up on our homework, which is great. But living in the library is definitely very interesting. There's a lot of sounds you wouldn't expect, and gets kind of creepy at night, but it's all good, and it's been very fun. We have to move into the library every night, so we have to move our tent from the entrance to inside the library. But it's been good so far, and we're definitely keeping our sanity, which is, you know, good.
Yeah, that's because I mean it's eerily quiet in a building such as this when you get past midnight. Except for the odd noises that you don't expect.
Sarah, you get to hear all the creaks and sounds, and, you know, the building is shifting in the cold at night, so it's definitely very spooky, and I think we've worked ourselves up about it all week, but every night we go to bed and we're like, did you hear that? Mm-hmm. Did you hear that? We're getting used to it now.
And Sarah was telling us you've become a real fan of her singing.
Oh, yeah. She has she doesn't like to show people this, but she has a real knack for, like to call it busting rhymes. I sound pretty ridiculous when I say that, but she's pretty good at rapping. So we've been testing on her skills, you know, trying to see if we have a career in that.
You're not going to quit your history program right yet.
Well, I know. I'm thinking about it, depending on how well this goes. No, of course not. But it's been really fun, and it's helped to pass the time for sure. And I'm getting to know her and her her quirks and her great skills. So it's been fun getting to know her even more than I already do.
Oh, that's great.
For sure.
Well, it sounds like this is going to be something the two of you will always remember. So again, we're reminding all students, anyone listening to the show, if you've got some time in between classes or, you know, just wander down to the library, buy some tickets, have a chance to win some fabulous prizes and really support a good cause. You're going to be outside the library till what time each night?
Till it closes. So it's closing at midnight every night.
Midnight.
So come down before midnight, and we'll definitely be here 24/7. So
and
you can't miss us.
And you're always willing to talk?
Definitely, of course. We're ready to listen, ready to talk to people, and we're excited to hear from them. So
great. We're going to be calling you probably one more time, probably somewhere around 20 after 2, just
all
to
right.
wrap things up for the afternoon and remind people once again about what you're doing and what the cause is. So I'll be giving you a call on the same number, probably at about 20 after 2. I'll give you about 20 minutes to charge up the battery again, and it will go from
okay.
there. And hopefully lots of people will
great.
Come down, and in the next 3 days you'll punch through that 4,000 real soon and do Laurentian real proud, because let's face it, if all 10 locations raised $4,000, that would be $40,000.
Exactly. I know. It's fantastic. And actually, we weren't even thinking of that goal until I think it was last night or yesterday. And we were like, wow, this is a large sum. So I guess you kind of take it for granted how much we're making. And then when you see what it's going towards in the national goal, it can definitely make a difference. We're definitely up there. So very encouraging. It's been very encouraging the last 2 days.
Yeah, well,
but
it's
anyway.
been great talking to you. So, again,
yeah,
we've been talking
thanks.
To Hannah Thompson at Laurentian University Library, and she is there with Sarah Williams, who is her partner for the 7 days. They're spending the 7 days out at Laurentian University Library raising money for the Dream Team, we'll call it. It's Live In for Literacy, and the money is all going toward constructing libraries and helping writers in India this year. So thanks for being with us, Hannah. We'll be calling you again, probably talking to you and or Sarah in about 20 minutes. Okay?
Okay, look forward to it.
Great.
Thank you.
See you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
So just a reminder, if you were listening, drop by Laurentian University Library and help out the girls there. Trying to raise money for a special project that 10 universities are taking part in this week. 7 days. You've got two students from each of the universities spending 7 days in a tent outside their school libraries trying to raise $27,000 so they can construct libraries in India. Now, the Laurentian University has already raised $3,500, and they've got 3 more days to hit their target of $4,000. So if you can get out and help out the girls, by all means do so. Again, you're listening to The Learning Clinic on CKLU 96.7 FM. This is your host, Bob Kerwin, asking you to stay tuned. Stay tuned, and in about 20 minutes we'll be giving the girls another call outside Laurentian University's library and giving you a final update for the afternoon.
We call these songs the oldies but the goodies. Now, if you remember any of them, go ahead and let us know.